Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Speaks My Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Am I really the jerk here for inviting my long-distance boyfriend to come visit me during Mother's Day weekend? Mm. Well, that's one way to get your boyfriend's mother to hate you, I guess. Are there any moms that would have a problem with this? We get this message from Kristen, who wanted to hear thoughts from strangers to see if she was the one really at fault here.
Oh my God, how bad is it? I didn't even think about his mom. I was just thinking about hers.
She was thinking about her mom?
Yeah.
That didn't cross my mind once.
Wow. We're very different.
Kristen says, hi, Moose and Breezy. So my girlfriend convinced me to write in. I've listened to you guys for a little while, but was hoping for some outside perspective on my situation. My boyfriend lives in Virginia. Haven't seen him in 2 months. We finally have a free weekend coming up, which happens to be Mother's Day weekend, but that's the weekend I chose. He took such offense because he brought it up to his mom, and now she's upset not only with him, but with me as well. She mentioned it was unfair and a bit selfish that the one weekend of the year we have to celebrate mothers, I chose that one to have her son come visit. I love my mom, but I was just always under the impression that this was just some Hallmark holiday. Moms should always be celebrated, but I'm his girlfriend. Who's really in the wrong here? All right, well, Kristen, I will say this. You're single-handedly putting a wedge between your boyfriend and his mom.
And
now because of it, she's going to hate you.
That's what I'm saying. If this goes anywhere, if you end up, you know, getting married or taking the next step in your relationship, this is going to be held over your head, and you're basically creating a monster-in-law.
Some moms hate it when their sons get a new girlfriend. I think we talked about this.
Yeah.
Some moms, like, they secretly want to date their sons.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
It's really weird. You'll never find anyone as good as me.
What are your intentions with my boy? He's 35.
It's like, I have the ick.
Anyways, that's a discussion for another day. But how many of you think Kristen is in the wrong here? Could she have picked another weekend?
Listen.
I don't know.
He's also a grown man.
Yeah.
He can say, hey, I have brunch plans with my mom. Or work it out so
he leaves
at 6 a.m. and makes it back for brunch. It's a 6-7 hour drive from here to Virginia.
You think he's going to go there and back in one day?
Well, if he comes on a Friday and goes back on a Sunday.
Oh, well, I don't know the details and logistics of the planning of their schedule here, but I don't know. I guess it really depends. They can figure it out. Is it weird she chose Mother's Day weekend? Then, well, it really kind of depends on the relationship this guy has with his mom. Obviously, we know what it is. She's right. Pissed. She's pissed. But anyone else, it depends.
Correct.
What's the deal with having a long-distance relationship from here to Virginia? How long is that going to go on for? Eventually,
Virginia's for lovers. That's what they always say.
Somebody's going to have to make the move here eventually.
Also, I don't know how one goes 2 months without seeing their partner, but pop all the way off, I guess.
When I was doing L.A. to San Francisco, I was the one that had to drive twice a month.
I'm not trying to be like whatever, but... Is long distance really even worth it?
No. I've done it 4 times. Rochester to Minnesota.
Yeah, that old woman.
Rochester to Orlando. L.A. to San Jose. L.A. to San Francisco. And at one point, I'm like, you know, I live in cities where there's plenty of people that I could. There's no reason for me to do this. It just makes everything so much harder.
Don't date someone in Buffalo or Syracuse, please. I can just see it. I can just see it now. I found this great girl. She's in Niagara Falls.
I don't see that happening.
No.
It just seems like a lot of admin.
It's a lot of admin. So back to the task at hand here. Listen, he could very much make his own choices. And I just feel like if people want to do things bad enough, whether it's go see the girlfriend, whether it's hang out with their mom, they're going to figure it out.
If she's this upset that he's leaving for Mother's Day, what happens when he makes the move to Rochester? If that's a possibility.
Exactly.
What's the mom? Mom's like, I'm coming with you.
She's like, we'll get a 3-bedroom.
Yeah.
No worries at all. Your room, her room, and my room. It's like, Mom, what?
Because if you get to sleep with them, so do I.
Oh,
Sharon says that mom needs to warn his son. That mother needs to warn his son that this girl is bad news. Yes, she's in the wrong. She's booking a weekend with him. The one weekend out of the year that should be with his mom. This tells me everything I need to know about her. Sharon's not playing around. Yeah, I disagree. I think that he should be a man, make his own decisions. And if that's the only weekend you guys can get together after 2 months of not seeing each other, then so be it, I guess.
Sorry about it.
So sorry.
Sorry about it. Can't do much there.
And what you should do, Kristen, is call his mom on the phone. And be like, I'm so sorry. You know, this was the only available weekend we had coming up. We haven't seen each other in 8 weeks. Is there any way I can make it up to you?
Well, yeah.
She's like, break up with my boy.
Right. So I can date him. I think that's an option too, right? When the boyfriend goes back to Virginia we don't know specifically where the mom lives either. Like, it could be a traveling situation where he needs to leave town to go see his mom. And now he can't. But have your boyfriend, send your boyfriend back with something for the mom. Just so it's a kind gesture to know you were thinking about her and you didn't completely disregard her feelings or thoughts on not being with her son on Mother's Day.
You know, I did something similar to this. Now that we're talking about it, kind of brought some memories back to the... to the surface. And I was like, you know, when I was dating this girl, it was a Mother's Day that we all got together. It was a Mother's Day weekend. And I brought her mom something. I brought her like anti-aging cream, you know, and there was a language barrier between us.
There was a language barrier and you gave her an offensive gift. You're an old hag. You need this cream. Perfect. Thank you so much.
That's not what it is.
She's dazed and confused. She's like,
Shut up. Listen, any woman would appreciate anti-aging.
Deep wrinkles there, Sally. You need this.
I was doing my best to bring an expensive gift. Korean women love that type of thing. They love skincare.
It's like bringing someone's mom a cane. It's bedazzled, but here you go.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow on the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
When it comes to sexualizing coworkers in the workplace, our listener Gary says women do it just as much, if not more, than men actually do it. It's PXY Mornings. What?
He's panicking.
Well, it's Moose, it's Breezy. I mean, listen, if you've seen TV shows like Mad Men, guys were getting away with a lot in the workplace in the 70s, 80s, 90s. I mean, people are still creeps today, but you get your occasional scumbag at the office,
Me watching the morning show right now.
I haven't seen it.
What?
I haven't seen the show yet with Steve Carell. I hear it's great.
You told me it was like one of your favorite shows.
No, you were confusing that for It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
No comparison, very different shows.
But Gary wants to share what's been happening at his place of work and why he believes women are worse than men when it comes to this sort of thing. Hi, good morning, Gary.
Hey, hi guys, how are you?
Good, man.
We're good, Gerber. What's going on?
So really dive in and tell us what's been going on at work.
Yeah, sure. So I work in a typical office and I see women all the time, like fully sexualizing men. And it seems that they do it way more than men do. You know, I mean, as a man, I would absolutely be fired immediately if I did some of the things that these women in my office do.
Have you been with this company for quite some time now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I feel like I see it mostly at this job, but I've seen it at other places as well. Like, I don't think this is a new thing. I think it's just intensified, maybe.
What's going on?
Well, okay, for instance, like one of the people I work with, and, you know, can't say names, of course, but she was having a sexual relationship in her office with another person that we work with. And, you know, I mean, she got in trouble for it, but not too long after, she got promoted, and the guy got transferred to another department.
Why do you think that is?
That is a really good question.
Tell us the tea, Gary. Is this woman married too? Is she having an affair? Tell us everything.
No, I don't think she wasn't. I mean, she wasn't married, so it wasn't like.
But it doesn't make it right. She was banging in her office, which sometimes it can be exciting to do things like that at work. However,
he's like, not speaking of experience.
Very inappropriate, and she got in trouble for it, as she should. But she got promoted down the line. How long are we talking, though, after she got promoted?
A couple of months, maybe. And nothing, you know, nothing particularly, like, great happened to the guy. Like I said, he got transferred to another department.
Right.
You know, he didn't get demoted, but he certainly didn't get
promoted.
He didn't get a raise, we'll say that.
Something was raised, but wasn't his salary, I'll tell you that.
And so have you ever personally been sexualized in the workplace?
I mean, probably.
Well, you know if you have or not, Gary.
I'm a supervisor, so I think that, like, that kind of cuts me off. Like, I think most of these, the women who will say stuff about guys, they're doing it about their, you know, coworkers or not their direct boss. Like, if they're doing it, they've never done it in front of me.
So they're talking, they're doing girl talk. They're talking amongst them. Or what some people would call locker room talk.
Exactly. You know, I've heard some raunchy stuff. I'm starting to see it so much. Women are just saying, like, the raunchiest stuff about men. Not just the guys who work in my office, but just in general. And I'm getting kind of sick of it. It's such a double standard.
I mean, here's the thing, Gare. This is what men have been doing for decades to before and to come. So it's kind of just like, if you can't beat them, join them. You know what I mean? I don't want you to sit there and like be like, I'm a victim, poor me. It's like, this has been happening on the receiving end for women for decades.
And sure, I understand that, and I respect that, and I'm not in any way condoning that, but I don't, just because that's what's happened, I don't think that then it all of a sudden should swing the other way and women should be just as disgusting as men has been in the past.
Well, let's talk about this for a second. If you can approach one of these women that you work with and really give them a piece of your mind, what would you say to them right now?
Yeah, sure. I'd say, you know, shame on you. Come on. You know, you are being disrespectful, and it is a double standard, and it's just rude, and it's gross, and
Gary, can I say, you sound like a sweet guy. You sound like a very nice man. What's your are you in a relationship or what's your status?
Yeah, no, I am.
You are.
Yeah.
Would you, can I ask you something off the record? You know what I mean? Are you just mad because you've never heard any of the girls talk about wanting to jump your bones? You know what I mean?
No, I don't think that that's the reason.
I think that might be.
I don't think that that's what it is.
Okay.
I just really think the reason is because some women are just really out of line and disrespectful and disgusting.
Mm. Yeah, and I agree. Shame on some of you, ladies.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I can't. I can't back you. Okay. I think that women can sit there and say some pretty vulgar things. Yeah, that is what it is. But I think men take action, and that's the difference. So, you know,
at the end of the day, it happens to women and it happens to men. And nobody says it's right, but it definitely is happening. You see it on the daily. And I've been in a couple situations myself that I can remember pretty clearly. I worked with a woman, Breezy, I told you, I worked with a woman in my last company. She sent out a mass email and CC'd everyone. And that's when I was doing shipping and receiving for the skincare company. They're like, hey, Moose, can you send this out? And I sent it out in the first 10 minutes and sent them the shipping label. And she replied back, my boss, with, wow, Moose, you're quick. And then Alice CC'd everyone and goes, he sure is, but hopefully not in everything. Wink, wink. And nobody batted an eye. Nobody said anything about
it. That was a company-wide email?
Yeah, everybody was CC'd on it.
That's why I don't do email.
Yeah. No, it's really tough. All right, listen, Gary, I'm going to let you go, man, but I do appreciate you coming on this morning and sharing what's been going on.
Yeah, well, hey, thank you guys for letting me vent.
You know, no problem, man. Hey, protect yourself. I know you're a supervisor, okay. But just protect yourself. You know, it sounds like you're really in the trenches.
It feels like it, yeah.
Okay. All right, buddy.
Poor Gerber.
We'll talk to you soon, man. Have a great day. Gary's going through it.
Gary's not good.
I got a text that I'm reading, and it says, my boyfriend works in an office with just women, and he came to me the other week and said he was grossed out because the women were calling beards seat warmers.
Oh.
And I couldn't imagine that would have happened if the roles were reversed, and that got reported to HR. Where are all these women? We don't work with any of these type of women.
We don't work with anybody. Nobody comes in here. So just like, I don't want anything to do with those two.
Guys, I've been sexually harassed by women on the job more times than I can count, and it gets worse with married women. Well, they're not happy at home.
They're pent up. You know what I mean?
That's what it is. They're pent up. They're looking for seat warmers.
Oh my God.
Who's this person? Yenny over there?
What, Jenny?
Do you want to just express how you're feeling right now?
I think just like, what it comes down to is the fact that this guy was so upset that these women are talking about them or him or whoever in that sense. I mean, welcome. Welcome to the side of being sexualized on a near daily basis for your entire life. I'm so sorry you're having a hard time with that.
Well,
so sorry.
Gary's just trying to figure out how to deal with it, you know, how to cope. It's tough in these streets for men, too.
Yeah. I wouldn't argue as tough, but I can see where you're coming from.
I would agree with that. Claire says, I work in schools and hear women objectify dads of the kids of all the time. I couldn't imagine ever talking about moms being hot in front of female coworkers or any coworker for that matter.
I like him so... turned off by every single one of my coworkers.
Oh, is that right?
Just.
Am I on that list?
Yes. Shriveled right up. Okay. You know what I mean?
All righty. Great. We're going to go ahead and hit the reset button on this. We'll be right back. It's PXY Mornings.
PXY and Macy's. Need to get something off your chest? Go on. Try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
People are pissed.
No, they're not doing well.
It's there. I said it on PXY Mornings, 585-252-9800. Do you have an elephant in the room you need to open the door for?
Yeah, get on out.
Do you need to clear the...
the air.
All right.
You got to do it.
If you got to get something off your chest, now would be the time to do it.
Open that window. Clear it out, you know?
Let's go over to our friend Rick. Slick Rick in the house. Family Guy is one of the worst TV shows on TV, you guys. Get rid of that cartoon. It's played out and it's not funny. There I said it.
I would argue that that take is for The Simpsons.
Yeah, I was going to say, you want to know what animated TV show is even worse than Family Guy? The Simpsons, because I think that show was 25 seasons too long. There I said it.
And it also... very much so spooks me out that they've predicted like everything that's going to happen. Yeah.
I don't know. I've never understood
Something's
that.
Something's really wrong.
They were spot on.
They must have a psychic or something on, like in the writer's room. They have to.
Nostradamus is in the writer's room with them.
It's like very strange. But this person says, I don't understand the hype around pickleball. It seems really weird and just the Walmart version of tennis. There I said it.
A lot of people playing pickleball. This summer, it's going to be one hot sport. It's going to be one leisurely sport.
I find it very hard to do just because I played tennis for so long. So it's the cadence of the ball bouncing is just simply not the same.
I got to find some more friends that like to play tennis because I was doing that for a while. We'd get like a big case of Miller High Life, the champagne of beers, and we'd play tennis with our socks up to our knees.
Yeah.
That's the lifestyle I want to live this summer. Who's this person? Oh, hot take. I really don't trust people who don't drink. There, I said it. Went on a date with a guy and he just sat there and sipped on water. Don't ask a girl out to the bar if you don't drink. It's weird. She's got a point. There are some people that don't drink that I just don't trust.
Why?
I don't know what it is. It's not their own.
It's a personal choice.
It is a personal choice. And now you have to deal with the repercussions of just people not trusting you. It's just what it is. Let's go over to Big Ed.
We're literally in recovery. What?
That's a different story. Hi, Moose and Breezy. It's Big Ed. What happened when two slices of bread went on a date? It was loaf at first sight.
I love that.
I'm going to be honest here. I'm just not really feeling it today.
Let's gloss right over that because I truly can't. This person says, childhood is the best part of life. There, I said it. So carefree, so easy, nothing to worry about.
Aww. Yeah, because life hasn't even begun to F you yet. That's why.
Yeah.
Everything's just so bittersweet.
Do they wake up every morning looking to screw you over?
You know, being a kid, though, I have some really fond memories of my childhood that I miss. And I think it's one reason today why I love my birthday, why I love Christmas, why I love certain holidays is because growing up as a kid, it was so much more fun.
Yeah.
And I have all these memories and smells that are connected with that, that bring me a lot of joy when they're triggered.
Yeah. Mine, musty basement smell. Love it.
Yeah. You like the smell of gasoline and musty basements.
And mold. Yeah. So good.
Mine for today is if someone holds the door open for you, it's your job to hold the next door, assuming it's a double entrance. Circle back, return the favor. There, I said it.
The door train.
It's not hard. Just circle back. Where's Gwendolyn?
Yeah, we've been missing her. We put out an Amber Alert for her weeks ago.
We put a missing person.
We're like, Queen, where are you at?
We don't know what happened to her.
We don't. We really don't.
I have strong suspicion that she was hit by a forklift and died.
That's very specific. Could not be more specific.
I'm pretty sure she's the one handling sod at Home Depot. Let's go over to Christine real quick. Hey, good morning, Moose and Breezy. If you made the decision to tattoo your entire face, then don't cry when nobody wants to hire you. The only job you're capable of getting, if you don't already have your own business, is tattoo artist, mechanic, or landscaper. There, I said it.
True. You're very much so putting yourself in a box.
Well, I saw a woman on TikTok or Instagram last week, and she was crying that she just had a Zoom interview, and she was told she didn't get the job. But, I mean, her face was covered in ink.
The only thing you could see was her eyes.
That was it. It was covered in ink. I'm like, and she was crying. I'm like, come on. This really came out of left field for you?
How did you not see this coming? Oh, your eyes were tatted. Got it.
Right.
Ariana's here. She said, nobody explains why they don't teach you how to pump gas on your road test or go on highways. There, I said it.
That's a great point. I mean, they teach you how to go on highways, but they've never taught you how to pump gas. They taught you how to change a tire. They teach you how to read a map.
I think she means more so like, why is that not tested when you're
taking your driver's test?
Yeah. Which is a fair point.
They're not.
I always feel like, I guess this may be mine for today. I feel like road test administrators are actively rooting against you. There, I said it.
100%.
They want you to fail.
They want nothing more than for you to fail. And let me ask you, when you were doing your driver's test,
yeah,
how did you do with the K-turn or the parallel parking?
Oh my God, I'm like literally the best parallel parker ever. I can parallel park anything.
Because I had to take my road test 3 times before I passed. Same thing with photography at MCC. But did you get it on the first try, your road test?
No, I failed the first time because I slid through a stop sign. Anti-lock brakes. And then the second time, we hauled ass out to Seneca Falls, because I heard that was an easy place to pass. And my license had my like eye correction on it.
Yeah.
And I wasn't wearing contacts. And they're like, you're legally blind. You can't drive. Thank you so much for putting us in harm's way. And then I finally got it in Lyons on the third, second try.
Yeah, see, you and I, we struggled a little bit throughout our lives, but we always pushed through.
I would argue that the only thing about driving that I am good at is turning and parallel parking. Like, actually, the physical act of driving, horrible at it. Couldn't be worse.
Yeah, you were pretty bad.
I won worst driver in high school. Everyone was like, beautiful hair, best eyes, funniest person, worst driver.
That's what
I'm
you
like,
got.
How did I win the only negative senior superlative? Got it. But
first time I ever failed was I cut off a school bus full of kids.
Blew through a stop sign. Blew through the stop sign arm.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.